Jack Kelly wrote a great article at Forbes, and I'm so happy he's here for us to talk about one particular trend. Jack, thanks for hopping on Your Money Matters.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And
glad to
you,
be here.
Yeah, you wrote about this trend about, it's right, roughly on TikTok, about people comparing this current economy to the Great Depression and making claims that this economy is worse than the Great Depression. Am I getting all those facts right about what they're doing?
That's their take. And while my own opinion, I don't think it's anywhere near the Great Depression, and it's kind of hyperbolic, but I do empathize, particularly, as you mentioned, John, with younger people. For them, for that cohort, it is challenging. You're paying off student loan that you may not have the money for. You don't have money to get out of your parents' house. You probably have to move back because rent is high or to buy a house is expensive. Inflation just rocked people because it made the cost of everything go up. So I could understand why young people are looking around and say, oh my gosh, this is terrible. This is awful. And, you know, for young people, they don't really know what happened with the, you know, Great Depression, that people jumped out of their windows, banks closed down, people couldn't get their money out of the banks. You know, you had grapes of wrath kind of thing where, you know, you have to go in your jalopy and go across the whole country. So I think they leave that that part out. So,
yeah.
they conveniently didn't kind of, you know, talk about that. But I do get, for a lot of Americans, young and old, I think there's a big fear out there, a big concern about their financial security.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't question people's sentiments about doing it. I do just worry that, you know, I'm a facts and a numbers guy, and if the numbers, you mm-hmm. know, and you can tell numbers in many different ways. But the way that most of these videos go, they talk about affordability as kind of like the litmus test. Like today, if you work, here's how many hours you have to work to afford a home. In 1933, here was what it was. Number one, the stats were not all that prevalent in the 1930s as well as they are today, government stats. But also, I think they missed something, Jack, and that is that being really affordable is not the best barometer of how an economy is doing. Things may have been really affordable in the Depression because the prices tanked.
It's a good point. Also, back then, you didn't have Social Security, you didn't have welfare, you didn't have food stamps, you didn't have all those safety nets that we have now. So, you know, somebody who is living now, they have it much better. Think about it. The average American, you know, let's say the average young person has an iPhone. They're going to Starbucks and having this latte, whatever the heck they're having. They're leasing a car. They have a pretty good lifestyle. So, you know, not everybody, but, you know, enough that I don't know if it's a fair way to put the two, to equate the two together.
Right. Jack, do you think that it's a matter that people have this sentiment already and seeing a video like that or being part of a trend can only deepen it? I don't think that these videos change people's minds or make people go, oh, huh, this is different. You think that you contend maybe they're just kind of tapping in to that general zeitgeist, what people are feeling at the moment?
Yeah, I think 100% agree with you, John. I think they're tapping into that zeitgeist, but also it's frightening because, like, you take one step further and you're like, well, you know what? Maybe socialism isn't so bad. You know, maybe if we became more socialist, you know, we'll have a better lifestyle. So I think, in a way, because with well intention, I don't think they're completely informed about how everything works. And I can see either A, people could say, you know what, I'm going to throw up my hands, I'm not going to even try because it's just too hard, it's rigged against me. Or B, hey, let's just burn this whole thing down. And let's be frank, we're seeing a lot of this kind of mindset. Let's just protest, burn this stuff down and start all over again because it's not working. The patriarchy is in control and we're losing out. And it creates this division where they just want to point fingers and say, hey, it's John's fault, it's Jack's fault why this is not working out, instead of saying, wait a minute, are you going out and getting a job? Are you looking for a job? You know, are you trying to find a job? What are you doing to make your life better? But then it becomes easy just to say, well, it's so hard, I'm not going to even bother. You know, so it does create, I think it could, and I think it does, especially with TikTok, because it's so addictive. And I'm on there all the time, I admit it. It's completely addictive. And it becomes this echo chamber where they're just repeating these things to validate each other. And I think we're going to have a problem where people are going to say, hey, I don't like the system and we want to wreck it down. And then so you have a whole group of people who are unhappy and disengaged. And I don't know what's going to happen with them.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying, Jack. If it's a matter of therapy, like, hey, we're all in this together, and mm-hmm. you know, you're not alone in your economic suffering, okay. Mm-hmm. But I think you bring up a great point about what could happen at the next level if you get this echo chamber and this group think of, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Let's tear it all down. The problem's there. We're not there yet, Jack, mm-hmm. but when we will be, I'll call you, okay?
Okay.
We're out of time. You're a great contributor at Forbes. I hope you come on the program again, okay?
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
That's Jack Kelly. I really appreciate his time joining us. Yeah, they call it the silent depression. Again, there's a lot of angst there. A lot of it's justified, but some perspective is important.